The police released Otis O'Toole like the savage beast he was. He went to his hideaway. The bistro was where his cult following awaited his performance. The rude native Brewington's classy bistro, not like a coat factory chain, but a converted farmhouse under a rum and coke sky near the Weber warehouse. Farmland and dirt. A high-class joint. The nowhere bar reeked of urine, yesterday's farts, and rotten asparagus. The pit of the karaoke scene. O'Toole's rural fan base wanted the karaoke performance of a lifetime. O'Toole flew in like Clark Kent. God, was Otis ever stoked. Bro started with Thriller, and he sang his heart out. A real natural. But he wouldn't stop. Otis O'Toole, a familiar face, who was dabbling in drugs, vandalism, shoplifting, assault, not paying taxes, faking suicides, working karaoke shows, wearing face paint, and remembering back to recent auditions. Karaoke was his only superpower. Meditation and skull fucking were some of his lazy pastimes. But you should have heard him. You should have heard O'Toole belting out Thriller. O'Toole was an ogre, but God, it was Thriller.
It's close to midnight. Something evil's lurking in the dark. Under the moonlight, you see a sight that almost stops your heart. You try to scream, but terror takes the sound before you make it. You start to freeze as horror looks you right between the eyes. You're paralyzed because this is Thriller, Thriller Night. And no one's gonna save you from the beast you're gonna strike. You know it's Thriller, Thriller Night. You're fighting for your life inside a killer Thriller. Ow!
Yeah, you're right. Just show your face. Broad daylight. I'm telling you on how I feel.